Power 98.7 is bringing you all you need to know around COVID-19.
So financial services experts at Kusa Consulting have called for the release of billions of rands from medical schemes emergency reserves to help treat COVID-19 patients in South Africa. Our guest, Adrian Parsons, says by law, medical schemes have emergency fund reserves amounting to at least 25% of members' contributions. Collectively now, they have over 60 billion rand in their reserve funds, which could be released for the treatment of all South African COVID-19 patients, whether they are medical on medical scheme or not. Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Well, thank you, and you?
Great. Thank you very much for talking to us. Interesting position that you guys are coming up here as Kusa Consulting, saying that there is at least 60 billion that government should can use to help those in need during this times of coronavirus.
That's correct. At the moment, the surpluses inside of medical schemes are in excess of 60 billion rand. They've accumulated since the year 2000. These reserves are actually designated for medical scheme members only, because from a legislative perspective, these monies were put in there by the members, so it belongs to them. Our view at KUSA is slightly contrary to that, and what we believe is that because South Africa is in a position right now where we're woefully under-resourced in the public healthcare sector, we believe that it is time for a little bit of social solidarity and for perhaps us all to stand together and make some of these funds that is private funding, in essence, available to the public.
Mm. And I mean, when you talk about this, as far as the law is concerned, at what point can this sort of money be released by medical funds, by medical aid schemes?
So right now, there is no provision for it to be done, although a process can be put in place. First of all, if we have a look at what's happening in Spain and in Italy, where governments are taking private hospitals and making them government hospitals, we already see these transfer of resources. In the South African environment, what it would take is for the Council of Medical Schemes to either relax the 25% reserving level, or it would take these medical schemes who have in excess of the 25%, social solidarity, to take some of these funds and transfer them into the public's hands. So it could either be done on a voluntary basis for those medical schemes who have above the 25% reserve, or, as I say, the Council of Medical Schemes or the Registrar of Medical Schemes could say, hey, guys, this 25% doesn't make sense. Let's allow some of you guys to take the money and transfer it into government's hands. The 25% as a figure has already been in the press recently, where medical schemes are saying they would prefer to move away from a stock standard 25% into an environment of risk-based capital. And that implies that the medical schemes would base their reserving level on the actual demographic of the medical scheme, i.e., the income levels, the pensioner ratios, the average ages, and that would make sense. Larger medical schemes don't require this 25%. It's widely accepted. So it makes sense that some of that money, in our perspective at least, was allowed to go to government in order to flatten this curve, to preserve the sanctity of life, and obviously, therefore, get our economy back on its feet sooner. Mm.
So, Adrian, I mean, there's always this talk of economy versus public health in this instance. And we know that most governments have really been struggling to find that balance in this case. Do you think that the release of these funds will actually help in balancing that scale between the economy and public health?
Sure. We at KUSA definitely believe that. I mean, we know that government is struggling from a public perspective to make certain that we are equipped sufficiently for when this disease reaches its peak. These conversations that you and I are having are a little bit difficult now because the numbers that have been tested seem relatively low. Like, why are we having this conversation now? But I think in 20, 30, 35, 40 days from now, when we have these conversations and we see how it's taken hold in our communities and what it will be doing, particularly to the older folk, I think then this conversation is going to matter a lot more when government needs this money.
So what will it take, Adrian, for this to happen? I mean, as you said, that those of us who pay monthly contributions to medical aid might say, but why should other people be getting this? Because this is the money that technically belongs to me. What will it take? Will it take a government stance, a government mandate for this to happen?
I think we could see one of two things. I think we could see medical schemes voluntarily, particularly those who have more than the 25%, banding together and say, come guys, let's take some of this money and contribute it into a central fund whereby we're able to assist government. That's option A. And option B is for the Council of Medical Schemes and the Registrar to say to these medical schemes, we're going to relax your 25% reserve requirements in order to allow for some of this money to flow from the private sector into the government sector. Your point around many people are going to say, but this is my money. I think we need to put that into context. The first thing that we need to say, actually, whether you're on a medical scheme, one of the fortunate 10 million people to be on a medical scheme or not, is do we want to save lives? And I think that we're going to lose lives if we don't have access to this type of funding. That's the first issue. The second issue is if you are a member and you're earning 10, 15, 20, 30,000 rand a month and you belong and you're working for a small to medium-sized business, if these lockdowns continue, will your business still be around in the next 3 or 4 months? At least if we flatten the curve and we're able to bring our economy back onto its feet maybe 2 or 3 months earlier, guess what? You might still have a job.
Absolutely.
This money is, yes, it is the private members' money inside of medical schemes. But with the gets released, it's going to affect both medical scheme members and the general public in a positive fashion. This time for social solidarity, we believe, is now.
Right. Adrian, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you very much for taking this time to speak to us. I appreciate your time. Adrian Parsons there talking to us. And I mean, if you look at the figure, 60 billion rand, that's quite a lot of money, and it will go a long way in making sure that, you know, those who have contracted, you know, COVID-19 get the necessary help. And, you know, as it is, yes, we've got these donations of 1 billion there, here and there, but there's money that is readily available. So I see some of you